Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitya Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nivishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyare Satayine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gopaktavinda Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpade Gopesha Gopika Ganda Radha Kanchan Hoste Vansha Kalpataru Vaisha Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha Vadidhanam Bhavane Vyo Vaishnave Vyo Namo Namah Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. Yes, a very nice prayer to Srimati Radharani. Please repeat after me. Bhajami Radham Aravinda Netram Bhajami Radham Aravinda Netram Smarami Radham Madhura Smitasyam
Smarami Radham Madhura Smitasyam
Vadami Radham Karuna Bharatram
Vadami Radham Karuna Bharatram
Dato Mamanyasti Gatir Nakvapi
Dato
Mamanyasti Nagdir Nakvapi Hare Krishna. During this month of Kartik, as one of our regular practices, that is part of the Vrata, we are reading from Raghunath Das Goswami Sri Braj Vilas Stava, which are prayers glorifying the Lord's pastimes in Braj. And Raghunath Das Goswami prays to these different pastimes and the personalities who are involved in the pastimes in order to either attain the darshan or the direct service. So just to brief you up, the two preceding texts, text 5 and 6, were describing the differently graded spiritual realm. It says Raghunath Das Goswami was explaining that higher than the material world there is the Brahman, and higher than that is the Vaikuntha planets. Now, still higher is Dvarakadam, where the Lord lives with his relatives and sons. Yet still higher than Dvaraka is Mathura, because the Lord took his appearance there. That's what he mentions, although we will later be informed that actually that was only a make show. The Lord really appeared in Braj, but that he leaves for later. But then he said, all the places, including which were mentioned, including Mathura, Braj is most sublime, because he says of its quality of being madhurya, or very sweet. So he says why it is so sweet in text 6. He says because Sri Krishna was a word apyatya, because Krishna even today, that means at this present moment, performs his ecstatic pastimes there, that is tending the cows along with his most dear cowherd friends and his brother Baladev. So he says, even today, Lord Krishna is in Vrindavan in his most ecstatic and sweet pastime. He's engaged in his pastimes. And he mentions there, in particular, the cow herding pastimes. Now, we know that Raghunath Das Goswami must have some other pastimes in mind, because he has elsewhere described himself to be an exclusive servant of Srimati Radharani. So he will now, in text 7, the next text, explain the real reason for the unprecedented sweetness. And I request you to listen very carefully. It's not because Krishna goes there tending cows with his ecstatic cowherd friends, but because of another reason.
Vaidakyotadananamakarmatasaki brindai paritam rasai pratyekam tarukunja vallarigiri droni shuratrindivam Nana keli barena yatra ramate tannavya yuno yugam tatpadam bojagandavam druvataram brindavanam tat bhaje.
Surrounded by their witty, this means clever, gopi friends, the youthful divine couple enjoys many kinds of loving pastimes within the groves of Vrindavan forest, which are surrounded by trees and vines with fresh leaves. The divine couple also enjoys pastimes in the mountain caves. I worship that Vrindavan forest, which is delightful with the scent of their lotus feet. So, Raghunath Das Goswami describes a particular scene here, that the youthful divine couple are surrounded with witty gopi friends who are expert in the art of joking, laughing and smiling. That is in the Sanskrit there. And they enjoy their pastimes in the different groves of Vrindavan forest. That is also the Sanskrit here. Is Tarukunja Valari. Kunjas are it's difficult to exp- plain, but they are almost like little apartments or rooms, but made from trees. They are made by the goddess of Vrindavan, Vrinda Devi, and they are arranged that they have also gates. You can pass through them and close gates, and they are in these enclosures. Maybe that is also a good way to express it, which are so nice with different trees and flower bearing vines, and there are many fresh leaves. In these enclosures, there are different arrangements for the divine pastimes of Radha and Krishna. I have heard that there is one type of kunja which has a veranda from where the divine couple can oversee the forest very nicely, sitting arrangements. But then there are also more private parts of the kunjas which are totally closed like this. So there, Radha and Krishna are with expert sakis who are joking and laughing and smiling all the time. And that is the sweetness. We find in Sanat Kumar Sanghita a very nice description of Vrindavan's sweetness. There we find Lord Shiva meditating on the mountain of Kailash and receiving Narayan, who comes on a visit being carried by Garuda. So Shiva, great devotee as he is, comes to Lord Narayan and says, "Can you please show me your original form?" Lord Narayan says, "Yes, for that you have to go to Vrindavan." So Lord Shiva follows this hint and comes to the bank of the Jamuna here in Vrindavan, and all of a sudden becoming visible from the aprakat, the unmanifested realm, he sees Radha and Krishna with the sakis, and it is very nicely described in Sanat Kumar Sanghita. They joke and they laugh, and Krishna smiles at the sakis, and there is a lot of joy in the atmosphere. And it is this joking, laughing, smiling, all done with in a very affectionate way, which pervades the atmosphere of Vrindavan. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur describes that the sweetness of Vrindavan comes because of the sweetness of the love between Radha and Krishna and the gopis. And this sweetness can be experienced by those who have the contact with the dust of Vrindavan. Because as Krishna, this is described here also, walks all over Vrindavan and makes it delightful with the scent of his lotus feet, huh? Krishna's ecstatic mood is somehow coming through the soles of his feet and is how do you call this? Invested in the dust of Vrindavan. This dust of Vrindavan, because it's in contact with the delightful scent of Radha and Krishna's lotus feet, you know. It is glowing with bhava, the bhava is invested here. So if you are clever, you must roll in the dust of Vrindavan. This is a must. When you roll in the dust of Vrindavan, or have the dust of Vrindavan as your hair decoration, your head should always be decorated with the scent of the dust of Vrindavan, then some chance is that you also get touched by this loving atmosphere which is invested in the dust of Vrindavan. But I guess it's also all over. So this atmosphere is so much present in Vrindavan that it is said by Rupa Goswami that even by a slight contact with the Dham, ecstatic bhavas come forth, burst forth in even a neophyte. Rupa Goswami describes five potent forms of devotional service, one of which is Dhamvasa, and he says even by a slight contact with them, a neophyte can get bhava, good feeling towards Krishna, and, no, wait a minute, bhava, this love, and the object of the love, that is Syama Sunda, or those who are dedicated to Radha, Radharani, they can get this feeling in this sweet atmosphere. I was just talking to our doctor, Dr. Nandarani Priya, from the cancer hospital in Switzerland, who has said, oh, it's so good to be in the atmosphere of Vrindavan. And I said, you have to come to this atmosphere. You have to breathe in this dust-filled atmosphere, you know. Even when the street sweepers go, you should know this is now a blessing. The dust is all over and it will fall all over you. Maybe when you get old you have to watch your lungs a little bit, but the idea is the dust-filled atmosphere will you have to be in contact to touch the sweetness in your heart. It cannot be very easily explained to non-devotees who have no faith in Krishna. But even the non-devotees, that is, occasional visitors to Vrindavan, can feel some of this sweetness which is lingering in the atmosphere, the sweetness of love. So I've written down here, of all the different forms of God, Krishna is the most delightful, and thus named appropriately Krishna, or the all-attractive one. His pastimes are so special here in Vrindavan that four aspects of his pastimes, of four features of him are singled out, and one is his very special pastimes, of which Raghunathas Goswami writes here. He says, Krishna wanders around with the gopis who joke and laugh and smile, and he plays in the groves and in the mountain caves. So I want to read some of these special pastimes which Krishna does here with the gopis, and please listen to them. They will give happiness to your heart, great happiness. There are different abhisaras, or love journeys, and one is which I would like to talk about here is the love journey of Radha, who wants to meet Krishna, and a little later the love journey of Krishna, who wants to meet with Radha. So lotus-eyed Radharani enter the forest of Vrindavan like personified spring, and she caused the creepers and trees to to smile by opening up in blossoms. Because of Radharani's intense bhava, there's a name for this special name. It's not so important at this stage to remember all the technical expressions. Madanakya Mahabhava. It's a love which only Radharani has. It's the highest form of love for Krishna. So she enters like this, and because her effulgence, you could say, or her, what emanates from her is just so powerful, the whole forest of Vrindavan bursts out in blossoming flowers. In the Kavi poetry, it said when a girl who is in love touches a certain tree, the Ashok tree, it grows blossoms and so on. But when Radharani just enters the Vrindavan forest, everything is smelling with this ecstatic fragrance of flowers. Where I live, there is a flower hedge which is so nice. When you pass it in the morning and in the evening, the scent is just so beautiful. These are the small malati flowers that when you go, you almost go bang and fall on the ground. It's so intoxicating. So the Vrindavan forest is much more intoxicating than just a simple flower hedge. The creepers in the trees are fully in flower. And as she walks through Vrindavan, by the influence and strength of her love, everything she sees reminds her of Krishna. For instance, she sees beautiful tilak flowers. Tilak are sesame flowers, and she immediately sees behind it Krishna's face appearing with his beautiful tilak. Then she sees peacocks strutting about with their tails opened, and she of course becomes is reminded of Krishna's peacock feather crown. But especially she sees Krishna when there is a beautiful, beautiful scene which I saw also this morning on Govardhan. She sees a black tamal tree. I saw a very first class tamal tree, and in it on one of the branches a peacock. So she sees the tamal tree is as Krishna standing there, and she runs in the opposite direction to avoid Krishna. So in this way, Srimati Radhika sees in all of the forest of Vrindavan only her beloved Syam. But then, listen very well, she sees on the bottom of Vrindavan, on the ground of Vrindavan, Krishna's footprints. Now, I think you have heard from Sanatana Goswami's commentary that there is a truce in Vrindavan. Neither the wind nor the animals, like insects or deer, will ever wipe away Krishna's footprints. They are everywhere. They are never erased in Vrindavan. That's also one reason when Uddhava sees Nanda Maharaj, why Nanda Maharaj is so sad. Nanda Maharaj, after Krishna's leaving Vrindavan, never left the house. I don't know if you know this. And in his kitchen there are cobwebs, because he and Yashoda didn't cook, nor did any servant cook anything. So the kitchen is totally unused. It has cobwebs. So Uddhava comes to him, sees him so sad, and says, "Why, Nanda Maharaj, you should move out of the house. You should step a little and get some fresh air. You know, isn't it that we say if someone is a little sick or a little down, we say just move out of your room, move over the street a little bit." Nanda Maharaj says, "No, I can't do this, because everywhere in Vrindavan are the footprints of Krishna. I'm sad because Krishna has left us. And if I go into the Vrindavan forest, I will see everywhere the footprints of Krishna. I will be reminded of Krishna everywhere, and I will become more sad. So it will not help me if I step outside of the house. It will be counterproductive." So yes, Krishna's footprints marked with flag, goat, and the lotus and the thunderbolts are seen by Radharani, and she says to Vishakha, "O Vishakha, the forest is brilliantly ornamented with Krishna's footprints, marked with flag, goat, lotus, and thunderbolts. My heart is overflowing with ecstatic delight upon beholding the beauty of the forest." So Radharani then goes to Radhakunda, waits for some time there for Krishna, but Krishna does not yet come, and then goes to have darshan of Surya Narayan. Then she returns to Radhakunda and waits for Krishna and is almost a little dejected. But suddenly, I'm reading to you the different Udipans now, which excite the divine couple. First there were the footprints, but suddenly the forest is filled with Murari's enticing bodily fragrance, which smells like the very subtle fragrance of a blue lotus mixed with musk. I personally cannot imagine how that smells, but it must be overwhelming. And you can be sure when you smell it, it will be totally different than you thought it was. And Radharani, as she smells Krishna's scent or Krishna's fragrance, begins to pay obeisances to the wind and says, "O brother wind, you must have performed many austerities, because with your entire body you are constantly embracing Krishna. You're surrounding him from all sides, and you carry the scent to us. Tell me, what austerities have you done so that I can also follow them? What places of pilgrimage did you visit so that as a result you are now happily touching the feet of Lord Gokul Chandra continually with your entire body?" Now Krishna is waiting for Radharani in a kunja near Radhakunda. Radharani is at Radhakunda and Krishna is in the kunja nearby. And he also perceives Radha by the exquisitely beautiful fragrance of her. But out of anxiety, he thinks his Radha is still far away. And when Krishna says sees Vrinda Devi, he becomes encouraged and says, "Well, Vrinda Devi, you will certainly know where Radharani is. You do me a favor. you go and find Radharani, tell her I'm here waiting for her in this Navakunj. So Vrinda Devi is totally ecstatic, because that's one of the services which the gopis do. They want to bring about the meeting of the divine couple, and she goes to where Radharani is. And when Radha sees Vrinda, she anxiously asked her, Vrinda, where have you come from? And Vrinda breaks out in a smile and says, from Radharani's lotus feet. No, from not Radharani's, from Krishna's lotus feet. Radha says, tell me, where is he? Vrinda answers, in a kunja just nearby your lake. Radha is very interested. And what is he doing there? And Vrinda Devi says, he's dancing. Really, he's dancing. So immediately Radharani is interested in the details. Who is his dancing teacher? Who teaches him how to dance? And Vrinda Devi answers, it's your form appearing in every trembling leaf. This form of yours is the master dance instructor, making Krishna madly dance from one tree to the next, as if he were dancing with you alone. In Vrindavan's forest, the leaves are trembling. Here it says they teach Krishna to dance, but do you know the leaves are trembling because they are chanting Radha's name? And in this way, Krishna is learning from the trembling Radha leaves. He sees them all as Radha's expansions, and he dances like this. That's from Govinda Lilamrita. So meanwhile, Vrinda has done her messenger service, and she foresees soon Radha and Krishna will meet. They are very anxious, they are very close to each other, they have already perceived each other's presence. And my service will now be to make an excellent meeting with excellent pastimes. So she busies herself. She goes into a jeweled cottage. The cottage in Vrindavan is made of jewels. And it's something like, in India you say, a godown. That means a storage room where the different items are stored which are used in Radha and Krishna's leelas. There are dresses, for instance, bathing dresses when they want to go into the Radha Kund for water pastime. There are different decorations, there are flowers, and there are refreshments. So Vrinda Devi goes quickly to inspect if everything is ready, because soon these extraordinary loving pastimes with the joking and smiling sakis will take place in the forest of Vrindavan. So she needs to see that everything is in place. Now, I remember when we had these wonderful preaching programs where we had from 10,000 to 30,000 people an evening, it was my duty to always make ready and to make sure everything ready. Is the multivision show ready? Is the altar ready? And is the paraphernalia for worship ready? Is the stroboscope and the smoke machine ready? when we would go wild in kirtan and try to make all these people mad with the holy name, you know, and we would have to inspect a whole list of things which were needed to make the evening an overwhelming experience of the ecstasy of Krishna consciousness. So Vrinda Devi is also now, the meeting is almost going to happen, but she now needs to be sure, is everything ready for the swinging pastimes? Are the swings there? Is everything ready for walking in the forest in different dresses? And what's about the dresses for the water sports? Then there will be a leela which has to do with the flute stealing. Is the honey wine ready for the drinking? Are the kunjas for the private meetings of Radha and Krishna ready? Are the fruits cut for the forest picnic? And are the parrots ready because they will need to recite the glorification of Radha and Krishna? Do we have the dice board ready and the dices and then the articles for the sun god worship? These are all the leelas which Raghunath Das Goswami thinks of when he thinks of the sweet leelas between Radha and Krishna. And Vrinda saw that indeed everything was ready, and she praised her Vana Devis. This is the little sub-gods of the forest, goddesses, for their expert arrangements. And then she goes to all the trees, imagine, and encourages them, soon Radha and Govinda will meet. The meeting pastimes were there, and you will be there. It will happen right in your shade. We hear from Rupa Goswami that then there is one Kadamba tree who speaks. The Kadamba tree says, but Krishna didn't pass by my shadow in the morning. I miss the association of Krishna. But Vrinda Devi encouraged us. No, the divine couple will walk here. Most probably they will touch the bark of you with their lotus hand. Or Krishna will pick a flower and use it as a decoration for Radha's hair. And in this way, Vrinda Devi informs the whole forest of Vrindavan of the imminent arrival of Radha Govinda. The trees, and here I will come to an end, the text explains that Radha and Krishna play under each tree in each grove of Vrindavan's forest, in the mountain caves, and that they make, you could say, streams of rasa flow with this ecstatic, humorous laughter, which is so much there in one part of their pastimes, the sambhoga part. There's so much humor and so much joy, just joy. So that trees in Vrindavan are conscious living entities, and they can appear and disappear for the leela as they want. And this is very important for us to know as sadhakas, because we know that the trees of Vrindavan are mostly standing in one place. They have seen the different pastimes of Radha and Krishna, and they can bless us in many good ways. These trees have goose pimples in the form of sprouts. The trees release ecstatic tears in the form of their oozing honey drops. The trees also dance gently by waving their branches in the soft breezes, and they smile through their nice flowers. These trees are also real kirtan trees, because they offer kirt or praise to Radha and Krishna in the form of their chirping birds. When you hear the birds of Vrindavan's forest, you must know they do kirtan of Radha and Krishna. So day and night Krishna sports with Radha in the groves of Vrindavan, fulfilling his youth with his loving pastimes. A point which is something to remember: as you go and walk through the ground of Vrindavan, the playground of Krishna, you should know that Krishna is still engaged in these loving pastimes. It is all still going on, you might walk in an area where Krishna gives you even a sign that yes, I am here, I'm hearing your prayers. This can happen, and something like this happened to me today when I was chanting in the forest near Govardhan, and I had a dry face. It was noontime, and that's always that's often a little dry, I prayed to Giriraj and to Krishna. As Giriraj, my dear Lord, if you could just give me just some little sign. I have no love for you, so I don't expect to see your form, or you know, that is clear, but just some sign that you care for me and you protect me in my sadhana and in my spiritual life. And as I was praying this, all of a sudden I was disturbed by a loud screeching of a parrot, and I looked to that parrot, and the parrot was I saw two things in one shot. I saw a black snake moving with these curved movements towards my sitting place, then there was all of a sudden a parrot attacking that black snake, flying to the left side and the right side. And I don't know if you want to go to the market and a parrot flies to your left and right side, you will not be able to reach there because you are disoriented. So the parrot disoriented the snake Prabhu, I felt, Krishna, you really showed me a sign that you have protected me. And because just a few days before, Gaurahari had narrated how a child was bitten to death on Govardhan Parikrama by a snake. So I was just thinking, oh Krishna, thank you. I don't want to give a wrong impression. I'm not saying that I communicate directly with Krishna and Krishna directly communicates with me. No. I'm speaking of a very simple experience which many sadhakas have in the land of Vrindavan, that somehow without any direct verbal communication, the personalities of Radha and Krishna seem to respond even to a neophyte in spiritual life. Devotees have told me when they have bad thoughts and they go on Govardhan Parikram, they step on thorns immediately. And they are awakened and brought back from their bad thoughts to the real thoughts. This Vrindavan has this amazingly sweet atmosphere. You can also feel that sweet atmosphere, especially when you enter Vrindavan in a service spirit. Those who do Govardhan Parikrama can experience this. Those who do Radhakund Parikrama can experience this. Or those who chant more than their regular quotas of Harinam a day, they all of a sudden feel how Vrindavan responds to them with their sweetness. And this sweetness comes ultimately, according to this verse, from Radha and Krishna's loving pastimes, which are always going on, even today, and it comes from the footprints which they, the scented footprints which they have left in the dust of Vrindavan. So therefore, as you are in Vrindavan, make it a point to really allow this atmosphere to touch your heart. And that obviously happens if you don't put any blocks between you and Radha, you and this divine sweetness of Vrindavan. If you strictly avoid any aparadha, that is very, very, very necessary. Aparadhas can happen sometimes easily when there are many people coming together at one place. I met in Vasana a very wonderful Gaudiya Vaishnav, very wonderful. He is the personal servant of the late Tinkadi Baba, one of the siddhas here of Vrindavan, famous perfected soul of Vrindavan. And I asked him, why do you stay in Vasana? We know from Rupa Goswami that the highest abode is Radhakund. And he said very humbly that when there are many, many people gathering together, there is more chance of aparad. And I'm very, very, very afraid of me making aparads. I don't want to take this literally, because he is a great, great soul and cannot be measured. But I want to encourage you, as you stay at Radhakund, where there are many sadhakas and many good functioning loudspeakers. Today I hear they are not really powered with good electricity. That's a blessing. Usually they have good functioning loudspeakers. And many, many devotees coming from Bengal to relish the atmosphere. Please be always very respectful, and then the sweetness of the atmosphere will be felt by you. Hare Krishna. This is what we could gather in text for explaining text 7 of this Braj Vilas Stava of Raghunath Das Goswami. I can only encourage those of you who read these texts to always make it a point to stay with one text for the day, and in this way learn the book. Let us repeat the text. I worship that most sublime abode, Sri Vrindavan, which is saturated with a sweet aroma emanating from the lotus feet of the divine couple, Sri Radha and Krishna. In Sri Vrindavan, Sri Sri Radha and Krishna enjoy wonderful pastimes in the company of the gopis, headed by Lalita, who are very expert in the art of speaking, joking and smiling. In Vrindavan, Sri Sri Radha Krishna relish transcendental pastimes day and night in the caves of the mountains and in the groves which are decorated with creepers, bushes and leaves. Shishi Braj Pilas Stava Ki Jai, Srila Raghunathas Goswami Ki Jai, Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai, Jai Jai Sri Radhe.